Medicare is against the Constitution, and so on. I tried to explain that they violate their own principles. According to the Constitution, there are supposed to be votes. It isn't supposed to be automatically determinable ahead of time on each one of the items what's right and what's wrong. Otherwise, there wouldn't be the bother to invent the Senate to have the votes. As long as you have the votes at all, then the purpose of the votes is to try to make up your mind which is the way to go. And it isn't possible for somebody to determine by fact ahead of time what is the situation. It violates its own principle. It starts out all right with the good and love and Christ and so on, and it builds itself up until it's afraid of an enemy. And then it forgets its original idea. It turns itself inside out and becomes absolutely contrary to the beginning. I believe that the people who start some of these things, especially the volunteer ladies of Altadena, have a good heart and understand a little bit that it's good, the Constitution, and so on, but they are led astray in the system of the thing. How, I can't exactly get at. And what to do to keep from doing this, I don't exactly know. I went still further into the thing and found out what the study group was about, and if you don't mind, I'll tell you what that was about. They gave me some papers. There were a lot of chairs, you see, in the room, and they explained to me, yes, that evening they had a study group, and they gave me a thing which described what they were going to study, and I made some notes from it. It had to do with the SPXRA. In 1943, the SPX Research Associates, which turns out to be the, well, I'll tell you what it turns out to be, came into being through the professional interest of intelligence officers then on active duty in the armed forces of the United States concerning the Soviet revival of a long-dormant 10th principle of warfare, paralysis. See the evil, dormant, mysterious, frightening. The mystic people of the military orders have had principles of warfare since the Roman legions. Number 1, number 2, number 3. This is number 10. We don't have to know what number 7 is. The whole idea that there are long-dormant principles of warfare, much less that there is a 10th principle of warfare, is an absurdity. And then, what is this principle of paralysis? How are they going to use the idea? The boogeyman is now generated. How do you use the boogeyman? You use the boogeyman as follows. This educational program concerns itself with all the areas where Soviet pressure can be used to paralyze the American will to resist. Agriculture, arts and cultural exchange, science, education, information, media, finance, economics, government, labor, law, medicine, and our armed forces, and religion, that most sensitive of areas. In other words, we now have an open machine for pointing out that everybody who says something that you don't agree with has been paralyzed by the mystic force of the 10th principle of warfare.